The question was asked, when performing mitzvot, what's the balance between our personality, our own desire to do good, and the mitzvah? God's telling me to do so. The example was given, a baby's drowning. Does a person say, oh boy, wonderful, I have a mitzvah, I'm going to go save that baby? Or does a person say, I got to save that baby? Is God a part of the equation, or is there a point where you say, what's God got to do with it? As a human being, you should desire to run and save that baby. You understand that the two are not mutually exclusive. There's room for both, and they can supplement one another. And the difference is going to be when you have a baby drowning, and it's at a great cost to you to go and save that baby. How far do you go? Meaning, as we speak right now, there are children that need to be saved in Darfur, and you're not running out there to save them. So we all have our limitations. We all have a point at which we say, that's beyond my responsibility. And the two can supplement one another. Meaning, I think that we'll quote some sources, but I think it's fair to say that the Torah is there in part to train us to be better people. And part of what happens when you observe the Torah is that you as a human being want to do good. And it doesn't contradict the fact that you want to do what God wants. Through the Torah you have a better understanding of what is good. And through the Torah you realize that even if you don't want to do it, you have to do it. But the Torah is also there to purify the person, to make a person into the type of person who does good. And that and the person's own personality and Torah should fuse. As one grows, it should become more and more one. Meaning your description of, do I save the baby because God said so, or do I save the baby because I want to save the baby? The two don't have to stand separately. It doesn't have to be either or. Because the question will arise when it's a Shabbos. And it's not a question of saving the baby. It's a question of, do you go and visit your grandparents in the hospital on Shabbos? So one person's going to say, I'm tired on Shabbos. There's no way I'm going. I need my sleep. And another person's going to say, this is my mitzvah and I'm going to do it. And you ask that person, buddy, you're doing it because it's a mitzvah, or you're doing it because you owe it to your grandparents? It's a nice thing to do. And he will tell you, in all honesty, just because it's a nice thing to do, I'd rather get my sleep. That's also a nice thing to do. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah, so I'm going to go do it. And there are many times in life where you do what you have to do because that's the mitzvah. And I could give you many examples of that. When life starts getting hot, when things aren't so simple, when it's not just a question of diving into the pool and saving the baby, when it's a more complex question, when it involves more sacrifice, so then the mitzvah really holds a person in line. But we're really getting ahead of ourselves. We should really begin this discussion with a Rambam in Shmona Prakim. The Rambam wrote an introduction to Pirkei Avot, being that Pirkei Avot is about how we become better people. So the Rambam discussed human psychology and how you develop your traits in his introduction to his commentary on Pirkei Avot. He says, how does all of this work? What are we supposed to do here? There are parts of us that we're not going to change. We all have to eat, we all have to drink, we all have to sleep. And what is Pirkei Avot coming to tell us? It's not going to teach us how to manage without eating, drinking, sleeping. There are certain functions that every human being has to do. So what's really going on here? What are we trying to refine in Pirkei Avot? And he develops this into 8 chapters. That's why it's called Shmona Prakim. And then the Rambam asks a question. He says, how do we view the mitzvot? Do we say the greater person is one who says, I would much rather steal? The only reason I don't steal is because the Torah told me not to steal. If not for the Torah, I'd be stealing every day. Do we look at that person and say, wow, what a giant, look at him, he's not stealing? Or do we say, The best way to be is to be the type of person who says, I don't want to steal. It's not right to steal. I also have a Torah that tells me not to steal. So I have both. I don't steal because I think it's ethically wrong. I have no desire to take what's not mine. And I also have the Torah. Which one's right? You have people who say, I don't want to eat pig. You can eat pig? How could someone eat pig? Ham? I can't eat ham. Is that preferable? Or is it preferable that a person says, I'd love to eat ham. What do you mean? It must be very tasty if everyone's talking about it. The Torah told me not to, so I won't. So which one is it? And the Rambam says that the truth is that it depends. There are mitzvot which are logical mitzvot. You understand that you're not supposed to steal, and you're not supposed to kill, and you're supposed to honor your parents. And those things are logical. So the Torah commanded you things which make sense. And there we prefer a person who says, yeah, that's what I want to do. And the Torah jives with him, and that's fine. But then when it comes to eating meat with milk, so then Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo yomar adam, a person shouldn't say, Eif shilechol basar v'chalav. I don't want a cheeseburger. I don't want to eat meat with milk. I'm not interested. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, don't say that. Lo yomar adam, a person should not say, E.F. shililvosh shatnez. I don't need an Armani suit that has wool and linen put together. I don't want that. What do you mean? Why don't you want that? Al yomar adam, a person shouldn't say, E.F. shilavo al harva. Promiscuity? Not for me. I'm not interested. Says the Gemara, don't say that. What do you mean? Ela ef shi. A person should say, sure I want. I'm human. I have needs, I have wants, I have desires. Umay Seba, what can I do? Vavisha Bashamaim, Gazalai. My dad in heaven, he said, no, I can't. But do I want? Sure I want. That's a Gemara. And that the Rambam quotes here. And the Rambam says, so we have to understand that there's a distinction, there's a difference. A person shouldn't be walking around saying, you know, I'd like to be a cannibal. I'm not going to eat you for lunch. What can I do? It's prohibited. You know, shucks, okay, so... Okay. We don't all get what we want in life. No! That we say, I don't want to sit next to him for lunch, right?
Yeah.
But you notice that...
With a friend, but...
I'll eat you for dinner.
You know, the joke with the cannibal and his son. Go see a beautiful blonde or something.
So the Rambam says, when we look at something and intellectually it's wrong, that's where we say our nature should say no. And we have to work on ourselves. That should be our second nature. And there the Torah and our second nature work hand in hand. And you're right, a person should feel like there's a baby drowning, I have to go save him. And the Torah is there to help us refine that feeling so that we, if a person doesn't have it, as he observes Torah more, then it will be more a part of him. It works together. It's not a contradiction. Then you have mitzvot, that there's no reason, there's no logical reason. What's wrong? The whole world's doing it. So why shouldn't I? McDonald's, what's wrong? It's cheap, it's yummy.
Yeah, it depends about your balance inside of you. Sometimes I do something because it's mitzvah. And other times, I mean, if I receive a pizza and I like it, it's not necessary to be a mitzvah to thank God. Because I like, so it's not.
Okay, but there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, but sometimes if I don't like something and I eat because I want to make somebody happy, then it can be a mitzvah.
So that's another Rambam. You're talking about a very high level. The Rambam in Hilchot Yesodei Torah, the Rambam says, sometimes you have a situation where you're sitting in the room all alone and you want to do a sin. The classical example would be you're sitting in your room, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and the internet's open, and you want to go look at something. You know you shouldn't. And the Rambam says, if a person at that moment says, I'm not going to do it because God said no. and he closes the browser, closes the computer, and goes to sleep. The Rambam says that's called the Kiddush Hashem, one of the greatest mitzvahs a person can do. Because what a person is doing at that moment is he's declaring Hashem is Kadosh. He's not like everything else. When it comes to my taxes, maybe I find excuses. When it comes to my boss, I find excuses. But God knows the truth. Excuses aren't going to help me anything. So, I Kiddush Hashem, I recognize Hashem is different. And I behave differently because of that, and no one knows. So that's a Kiddush Hashem. So there is such a thing, where the only reason I'm doing it is because He said so. That's called Kiddush Hashem. So that's a beautiful mitzvah, right? We aspire to that. And there are scenarios where that's the right way to go. And when you have both, so that, we learned a lot about this in the Sefer Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole chapter about this. And we learned a lot about this in the Sefer Amidot, where the Magen Midivna described that most of what we do stems from our desires. It doesn't really stem from our intellect. We use our intellect as a filter. Someone once said, we decide with our desire and then we justify with our intellect. Meaning, but what's our driving force? Our desires. And that's why it's very important to try and develop proper desires. To desire to be great in Torah. To desire to be a big tzaddik. Because at the end of the day, much of what drives us is like you said. It's not the thought, well, what does the Torah say? No, if we get into the right habits and into the right frame of mind, so then our thoughts will work that way. The greater a person is, the more his natural thought process is going to be in line with the Torah. But that's still something to develop. And if we develop it right, so then it works, the two work together and support one another. When I don't feel like doing what the Torah says, I'm still going to do it because I'm excited over it. I have to save that baby. And the examples go on and on. And again, you have to think in more complex terms. I don't know if you plan on doing the army, but when people serve in the army, this comes up all the time. You have questions all the time about what's my responsibility? What's my responsibility to the masses? What's my responsibility to other people? The second you enter situations of responsibility, then you start having to deal with your own desires, your own hardships, versus your responsibilities and heart and desires for other people. And the examples are endless. I could give you stories from today until tomorrow. I don't think it's necessary. I think you understand the idea, right?
How you train your desires?
Just 1 second. What?
I have to go in just a second. So it's both that are ethically... an ethical sphere, it's better that your conscience align with it. And those that are not, it's better that it doesn't align. If it did align, you just didn't want pork, then that would be negative. You'd be less holy or something?
I don't know. I don't want pork. I have no interest. I never grew up with it. I have no desire for it. But we're being taught an attitude that it's normal. That things that that aren't logical, that those things, there's no reason I shouldn't want them. There's nothing wrong with the fact that I do want them. On the contrary, it's perfectly fine. I don't have to feel guilty that I have desires. No, you see, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, the normal person has desires. Could be my desire isn't for pork. Different people have different desires. But that's... that's the point Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was saying. He's not saying, everyone should be walking around wishing they could have a hamburger. I don't have any desire for a hamburger. But it's because that's not where my nisayon is. That's not my challenge. Yes, Tzvi.
I just wanted to say that responsibility is
Responsiyahu
question that, I think maybe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was saying was like, so as for a person not to have a haughty attitude and be like, no, I don't want, how do you people want this stuff? I don't want this stuff. But honestly, be'emet, it's obviously a higher level for a person's all of his ritzona to be in line with all of the mitzvahs of the Torah and all of Hashem's will. Sech mitzvahs that make sense and mitzvahs that don't make sense because he wants to serve Hashem.
I agree. I'm not sure we can attain that level though. There's definitely a level like Avraham Avinu where it's second nature not to eat pork. There's definitely such a high level. There is. I'm not sure anyone in our day and age can attain it, but there is. I would also add that as Chozim B'Tshuva, you want to enter the habit to the point where it's unnatural. It's like a person who's accustomed to brushing his teeth in the morning, it doesn't feel right to walk out of the house without brushing his teeth. It has nothing to do with everyone around him. He doesn't feel right. A person wants to reach a point where all the mitzvos feel that way. Even those mitzvos where he has a strong desire to do differently, it doesn't feel natural to do differently. Right. That's true on both levels. There is this giant level of Avraham Avinu where it's second nature, where it just feels right. And then there's also the habit that a person should really enter. Yes?
But a person also has to get, to like be able to do those mitzvahs in simcha, like he has to psychologically be able to understand that he's serving Hashem when he's doing it, that these mitzvahs bring him closer to the Creator. It's like somehow get that feeling in his heart so that it's not just that he's doing it as a habit or that he's doing it not with lev shalem. We have a more serve Hashem with the
agreed. Yes.